Y'all coming in? Oh. Why not? Fired. Who said so? Why are you here then, if you're fired? Got dropped off before you found out, gotcha. So why'd she fire you? That don't sound right. You ain't never done nothing like that before. I think she's got it out for you. She's been meaner than all hell to you for the last few weeks. Like to come out of nowhere, feels like. Did something happen between the two of you? What? Why are you looking at me like that? No, she ain't saying nothing to me about you. Why, was she supposed to? Supposed to tell me that... Oh, hell. That's what this is about. Why ain't you ever telling me that before? I've been calling you... So, non-binary. They and them, you said? Interesting. You giving me a look again? What's that for? You expecting me to say something? Look, can you just stop tensing up like a deer in headlights? Y'all acting like I'm about to hurt you or some such. It's a little bit uncomfortable. Huh? Do I hate you? The hell is that supposed to mean? What, just because of that? I swear, folks take one look at me and assume the absolute worst. First of all, no. I don't hate you. Second, you ain't fired. No, I don't care what she says. You pay your dues every month, and I'm the rep for this store. Either she retracts what she said, or she gets a picket line. Speaking of which, one sec. All right, store's closed today. We're leaving. Where do you live again? Yeah, I can just lock the store like that. She wants her special little sales numbers to look good for the week. She's gonna learn to treat you like a goddamn human being. Now, where am I taking you? Huh? How the hell do y'all not have a key? Fine. We'll go to mine. Well, what are you doing with your ass in the grass? Get in the truck. This is, my place. It ain't much to look at, but I hope it ain't too terrible. Don't mind the mess. I haven't had time to clean in a while. You can just push that stuff out of the way and, have a seat over there. I got some leftover stew from last night. I can heat up for you if you get hungry, and, I'll drive you over to your place once one of your roommates is there to let you in. In the meantime, make yourself at home, I guess. I gotta make a call to... Guess you beat me to the punch. Dean here. What can I... Well, hello to you too, Miss Robesaux. Oh? He called you and told you that, did he? No, he ain't mistaken. The store is indeed closed today. On account of being short-staffed.
Well, my usual shiftmate weren't there, and I believe we previously discussed how many employees constitute a full shift during certain negotiations. Now it's coming back to you. Say, any idea where my coworker might have been today? Did they maybe call in sick? Oh, they were let go, were they? That is interesting. No, ma'am. I very much do need them to help me safely operate the store, so I will not be opening today. And if I recall correctly, y'all were supposed to give notice to the store rep when there's an issue with an employee before action is taken. Can you maybe shed some light on the reason as to why I weren't informed? Well, ma'am, you are indeed the legal owner of the store, but we have us a legal contract, don't we? A legally binding contract? Like what, with a judge and such? And tell me, what was the reason for their termination? Is that right? I see. Miss Robiseau, do I even need to tell you that that's a crock of shit? You heard me. They've been a model employee for a year. They ain't done nothing like what you're describing, so why don't you tell me the real reason y'all wanted them gone so badly, All right. You listen here. You spoiled, rotten, lazy, evil little petty bourgeois bitch. You heard me just fine, Missy. Why don't you clutch your mama's pearls a little bit tighter while you keep your mouth shut and listen for a change? You were gonna tear up that termination paperwork because you know damned well that you can't do what you've done to any card-carrying, dues-paying union member. You want to issue an apology to your employee for being such a miserable, wretched little monster to them for as long as you've been, and you're going to get your precious store back open for business bright and early tomorrow morning like none of this ever happened. And for your own sake, you're going to start using their preferred pronouns before someone changes yours from she, her, to was, were. You got that? Oh, no, ma'am, not at all. I do not make threats, ma'am. That would be illegal. I make promises. Oh, you'll have me in court? Which court? The one where my uncle's the county judge? Oh, bless your heart. Old bastard might hate my guts and I his, but we're kin. And you're just some city-slickin' heiress throwing her daddy's money into towns where she ain't got no business being. Who you think's gonna have their day in that courthouse, lady? Yeah, that's what I reckon. I'll let them know they're on the schedule for tomorrow morning. Have a blessed day, Miss Robiseau. Would you believe that ain't even the first time I've had to do that with her?
You're welcome. Oh, Lord, no. Judge ain't my uncle. My uncle's a mechanic, for God's sake. But I figure she wouldn't know nothing about this town. Seeing how she never even sets foot here. Miserable hag acts like she got teeth, but she ain't nothing but a paper tiger. And you let me know if she gives you any grief, you got that? I ain't gonna have none of my people dealing with that kind of nonsense in the workplace. Listen, I'm kind of sore from inventory yesterday, and I ain't mean it like that. I just meant that I need to lay down. That's all. I didn't. You don't have to stop or whatever. I don't mind it, really. I mean, if you don't want to stop, just... There. All good. You're good now, if you, Okay. Good. Good. So, if y'all don't mind my asking, how long have you been, really? That long? Should have told me sooner. I feel bad now calling you the wrong thing all this time. I'm sorry, but y'all ain't feel safe telling me. No. Y'all ain't got nothing to apologize for. I get it. I do. I look and sound a certain way. I guess you were afraid I'd get mad at you or hate you like Robeso does. That wasn't it. You were afraid I wouldn't like you anymore? What do you mean? That I wouldn't like you anymore? Huh? What's it? Was it that obvious? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make y'all uncomfortable or nothing. And you won't have to worry about that no more, seeing how you're this now. I promise. I won't bother you none. You still like boys? Ain't that just the damnedest thing? You know, if you ever, I don't mean to sound forward or nothing, but if you ever need a place to stay, or if y'all ever need help, or some idiot in town's giving you a hard time, you'll let me know, okay? All right, good. I mean, cause I owe you big for getting me out of that store for the day. So, don't be a stranger.